And we ran a story the other day, in fact, about a young lady who found herself in a little bit of difficulty. And her story is not so different from that of many, many university students who find themselves in much the same situation. Tando Mabuza is her name. And she ran out of funding for her university fees for both tuition and accommodation. She's an LLB student. And we were alerted to her plight by a listener called Mabel. Mabel got in contact with Genelwe and told us that she was worried about Tando because Tando had gone through a really difficult period. She had run out of money. She posted a tweet at some point about being suicidal. And, we were checking up on her in the last few weeks intermittently to just get a sense of whether there had been an improvement in her condition or not. Tando, thank you very much for joining us at this point and for agreeing to be open and honest about what I think has been a very difficult situation for you. Thank you for sharing it with us. And we're going to try our best to help you because you found yourself in a difficult situation while you were writing exams. And my understanding is that you're now in your third year of an LLB degree, a law degree. What went wrong with the funding, first of all?
I had a bursary for the past 2 years, and they were funding my BA law degree.
Yes.
So what happened is I had an outstanding module, right? And then I came to Potchefstroom from the Vowel campus to do my LLB.
Yes.
So my bursary had then said that they can't fund second degrees because what I'm doing now is a double-barrel degree. My BA and my LLB.
Yes.
So the funding got messed up there, hence not having funding for this year.
Right. So that's quite a tricky situation in which to find yourself. When were you told that they would not fund your second degree?
I was told end of February, which was too late to even apply for any other bursaries because by that time, bursaries are closed already.
Right. And what have your living conditions been like the last few months, Tando?
They've been very bad. Like, I've been trying to pay my accommodation. My mom is a single parent, and she's taking care of 7 other people. I live in a 4-room house, so I can't expect her to pay every month because I don't even get any allowance from her. The situation is that tight. So what we did is we came up with a way to get the 14,000 rand from January till August, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
So from August till date, we haven't paid anything. And last week, Thursday, when I was writing my exam, the landlord came and they changed the locks to my room. So I got locked out with my book still in my room. And I'm in the middle of exams. I can't study, so currently I'm squatting with a friend that does the same course that I'm doing, and that could put her in trouble with her landlord. So by the end of the week, it's either I go home or come up with a way to pay that 10,270 that they need so that I can have access to my room.
All right. And just tell me, I mean, how are you feeling from an emotional point of view? I understand you went through a very, very difficult time where you considered ending it all.
Yes. It's still hard. Like, I'm trying every day to be okay and to be strong, but it's not easy.
I can imagine, Tando. Thank you for sharing your story with us. I am going to leave it there because I can hear you becoming very, very emotionally upset about this. Tando Mabuza is an LLB student who needs assistance, outstanding right now, an amount of just over 10,000 rand. And we just wanted to put out an appeal there because this is a young woman who just wants to learn, right, as many students do in our country. And because of the fact that she is doing a BA law as well as an LLB, she's been unable to secure the additional funding required to finish this degree. And as a result, she's been locked out of her res room. Her books have been left in there. She hasn't even been able to study properly, and she's in the middle of exams right now. So it is a very stressful situation for her. And I'd like to appeal to you, because we know what 702 landers are like in this regard. And it always melts my heart every time we ask you for help, because I know you open your hearts and you come to the rescue of people who find themselves in these predicaments. So I'm going to put it out there, and I'm going to ask you to please open your hearts to Thando Mabuza.